Every game is the biggest game. So proud. We played so much better offensively in this ball game than we did when we were at Oklahoma, and a lot of that was because of the crowd and because we're very comfortable at home. TK in the first half was just like TK against Missouri. I said, she had wide open shots at Missouri. They were hanging off of her here. That was the difference, and she made some tough shots down the stretch. We went into halftime, made a couple adjustments on some sets that we thought would work, but then they started doubling Aqua out tall, and we had a couple of turnovers, made some adjustments, started slipping the screens instead of letting them trap a small kid, but we made some great passes out of it. We probably did the best job we have all year of shot clock. When they took away our first and second and third option, we made the tough pass down the stretch to score. I think Lido got a couple of them, or Gant got a couple, or Aqua. She's just not afraid to go in there. 5'3", throwing little teardrops in, or hanging one-handers off, or leading our team. And I told her, we watched the ball game against North Carolina and Duke the other night, and watched Lindsey Harding and Ivory Latta. And those are probably the two best point guards in the nation, and they will both be drafted in the top five. And I said, watch what they do, because they make everybody else around them better. And I said, that's what you can do. And I stay on Aqua's case all the time because I want the tempo faster. And sometimes she slows it down trying to read the defense. But you got to realize she doesn't really have a true backup this year, okay? Because our backup took a medical this year, and so Gully and Starks having to play out of position, and so she's just done a good job of staying healthy and staying in there. This game reminded me, at a higher scale, of a game that we played Tennessee. Arkansas beat Tennessee 77-75 back in 97, the same year that Tennessee won the national championship. The two guards that day were Christy Smith and Kim Wilson, who had 21 apiece, 42 points out of our 77. Now what you're looking at, we just had 50 points out of my one and my two guard. That's a lot of respect for their inside game, but then that's great offense. Transition offense, shooting the ball off the screens. That's post players realizing what their role has to be that night. It's really more to stop Paris than for them to score as much. And they did a good job of recognizing that. And Rito and Horton and Michal did a great job inside. We're going to take this win. I'm going to enjoy it for about 24 hours. And then we got to figure out how to play against a triangle and two and a box and one and a great matchup zone, because we're going to see that the next two ball games against Iowa State and Oklahoma State. We're going for another first on Wednesday. We've never won at Ames either. Okay? So, but this team is so good about not getting too high. We weren't piling on the floor after that win. We respect Oklahoma that much that we just said, hey, let's look like we've been here before. We're supposed to win at home. And we went into it all week with that attitude that we were the favorite because we were playing at home. And our crowd brought it through us. Brought it, or whatever. Throw some words in there. Question.